Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So this thing was trending the other day, and it's causing a little bit of... What's the animosity? Is that
okay.
The right word?
A little friction.
In the word... We're talking about things that were better back in the day.
Yeah.
But like... A long time ago, I'm about to mansplain what back in the day was.
Yep. There's okay. This thing called time.
Thank me for stopping me. Like, for example, one of the things they say, dating sites were better back in the day. And I didn't understand it, but Aaron was like...
Not that I know, because, you know, back in the day, I'm fairly young compared to you guys.
Wow. Wow. People were more polite back in the day.
That's so mouthy.
Yeah, a woman like you, nowhere place.
Hey, really. Hey.
Too far. No, but wouldn't they be more about, like, you and your personality and what you're looking for, not just your top five hottest picks?
Right, you would sell yourself.
Yeah.
And there'd be one, like, it'd be a picture of you, but it'd be like, yes, I'm an avid golfer, or I'm a this, or I'm that. And now it's like, and you might take a chance on somebody. Now it's the swipe model.
Yeah.
Everything's the swipe model. So if they don't immediately physically strike you as something you want to get with.
Trash.
Bye.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
So yeah.
They're better back then.
It seems like they were.
Gentler, nicer.
The other thing they said was better back in the day is Facebook. And I kind of agree with that, too. Like, all social media was... Because when we first got it, it was like, oh, my God, I can find Jerry from high school.
Yeah.
And now it's just Jerry from high school's pictures of the sushi he ate last night.
And I don't want him finding me now.
Right.
Yeah.
It became a little too easy to find us.
Yes. Like, that's true.
Steve was saying that vacations suck now, and I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about.
I think they're just a heck of a lot more stressful, especially for parents, I think, nowadays, as opposed to way back in the day. Back in the day, you just wanted to go somewhere, you'd show up, buy a ticket, jump on a plane, and go.
Oh, you're right. You can't do that anymore.
At all. You back in the day, I can go pick you up, I can stand right at your gate, and we can do the huggy
thing. Truth.
Yeah. Can't do that anymore either. Nothing is last minute, really.
No, and just flying in general, like, the seats are half the size,
right.
It's not as elegant. I wish I was alive when you had to get dressed up to go on a plane.
Back in the 50s and 60s.
Women, that is so cool.
Women wore gloves, and the flight attendants were all nice, and
men wore fedoras on planes. Like, people wore suits. But that, I would say that goes for everything.
That's uncomfortable, yeah.
Like, restaurants are the same. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, you got dressed up to go out. I've been
event.
In a restaurant that I knew I was dropping $200 on two people, and look across, and somebody's in a Garfield sweatshirt and and like, sweatpants, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
What happened?
What? When did people...
Restaurant owners, that's fine. We just need your money. You wear whatever you want now. Come on.
There used to be dress codes at things. Is this whole thing just going to be curmudgeon-y? Like, here's what we want. We're going to give you the radio station. You can tell us, like, what was better back in the day. You can say almost anything in the world except Slacker and Steve.
Okay. Oh, okay. Were we better?
Thank you.
Well, I mean, it wasn't stupendously stupid stories. It was White Trash Newsflash. Like,
oh,
I don't know. People
true.
Like, we that's every true. Once in a while, we'll get somebody like going,
whatever.
It's like, it's exactly the same. We just changed the name.
Yeah, and I don't do a bad accent this time around. Oh, I still do?
I got news for you, buddy. You didn't do a bad accent on White Trash.
I did a...
It was just basically your voice.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you didn't even try. So what was better back in the day? 303-222-5423. All right, what do you guys got? Because one is on here that I know Aaron put on there.
Yeah. What I mean, a lot of these are mine.
Video rental stores was on the list of that was better back in the day. In what way, shape, or form is it better? Who would think it's better to drive across town to get an inferior format, but then 9 times out of 10, they didn't have it?
That is true.
Whereas right now, I just click rent, and I'm watching it instantly.
I think I know, because it was more of a social event. We had everybody on a Thursday, Friday night coming together in that darn Blockbuster, everyone grabbing the same movies, everyone...
But you also couldn't get away with it. If you were underage, you couldn't rent a rated R movie, where now you can just watch whatever you want, whenever.
Good point.
Aaron, why did you like it?
Because I think part of it is, like, the unknown. Will they have it? Will they not? Will we have to settle on something else? I don't know. Either way, we're walking out of here with a movie and some expensive snacks, and we're gonna watch it and return.
You rented
this
movie. A movie when you went there for Back to the Future and they didn't have it.
Yeah.
You still rented a movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you're there. We better get something.
Oh, man, I knew what I wanted. But everything you wanted, there's 700 of the empty boxes up there and nothing behind it. And you're just like, no, I would just go home angrily.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, well, I mean, at a certain point, you'd seen pretty much everything else. And I'm not going to rent some hack movie.
Oh, no, the manager's suggestions.
Oh, yeah. Those were the worst. Oh, my God, they were so bad.
Toby had the best suggestions.
There was always that one esoteric kid who would only suggest film school films.
You're right.
It was like Citizen Kane and like Ben-Hur. And it's like everything was 4 hours and had weird... Oh, my God,
see,
video rental stores?
Idea?
No! It's the worst. The other one that's on here is vinyl records. What the hell is wrong with people?
Although that young generation, younger than you, Aaron,
they brought it back.
Yeah.
And in full force. They love that.
Hack, what do you want back?
I want old t-shirts back. If you watch any sitcoms from the 90s, every guy who's wearing a t-shirt, it's baggy, it's thick, it's got like a Champion logo, and it's just a gray t-shirt. You cannot find t-shirts that are thick, high quality. Everything's
You're
like,
right.
You wear it a couple times, you throw it away.
They're so thin, always V-neck
Very
now.
Very fast fashion.
Sorry, I had to reach for it. Here's the weird thing. I was going to say everything was better back in the day because it was built better. Like, everything is built. Like, we're an expendable society.
There was
so
craftsmanship.
Yes. Now you buy, like, my parents still have the washer and dryer they had. And now I'm on my third set.
Right.
Right? But I disagree with you on t-shirts. I want the thin t-shirt. Oh. I like, you know, that t-shirt that you have, you put on, and it feels like the air's still hitting you. What do they call that? Like the heathered or whatever, where it's like, or they've acided it.
Like
at
a
some,
mesh shirt?
Not mesh.
Like a right side Fred kind of thing?
A mesh shirt?
You know what I'm talking about? Both you guys wear the thick stuff. I don't want it thick. I want it like...
The dry wick or whatever.
What do you... I don't like that, because then it's a little too tight and you're trying to show off your dad bod or whatever. Somebody tell me. It's like ultra soft. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean. Just the style now.
You don't like those?
No, I like the thick 90s style t-shirt.
You're wearing one right now. You obviously found it's a Dickies.
Yeah, it's
oh,
a
yeah,
Dickies.
That thing,
but...
Oh my God, that's like a tent. Like, it's just the material that a tent is made out of. What? And you want that against your skin.
Yeah, well, not necessarily this, because it's not as soft as I feel like they used to be. I'm just jealous every time I watch old sitcoms, because they look way more comfortable.
Yeah, they're not... And when they do bring something back with a retro look, it doesn't feel the same.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same thickness. Or the old like college sweatshirts that people would wear for years. And now you buy some at a game, it's merch quality, you know?
It is. It wears out within like 5 washes.
Yeah.
Everything's Old Navy now.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess it's all the same, just craftsmanship. Wish things were made better.
Pride.
I do wish. I love the idea of dressing up for travel and having things last longer, but...
It was an event.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. This is better back in the day. We want to hear yours. Maggie.
Yes.
What was better back in the day?
Getting fuel for the car.
Why was that better?
Because they always washed the windows and checked your tires.
Full service. You would pull up, ding, ding. Five dudes would come running out and each
Did
had
you have
a
to
job.
Tip them?
Exactly. Yeah,
kind of. And they would do your windows.
I've seen it in movies, but I've never experienced it in other countries.
You've never seen that?
I've never experienced full service in my for myself.
You would never, but you just sat there.
They checked your oil. They did everything.
Which sucked about the oil because you have to let it get back into the pan for an accurate reading. It's still up in the head.
It's still hot.
And so they'd always say, you need a quart.
It's like, no, I don't. I just drove 400 miles, you idiot. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That was kind of.
Check your tire pressure.
Well, that was.
The best part was the tire pressure. Those machines suck.
You're right. There was a dude walking around with an actual tire gauge.
I'll never forget when they used to do your windshield. It used to be like a rag until they came out with the squeegee.
Oh, the squeegee.
Yeah, the squeegee.
That's a good one, Maggie. Appreciate the call. Sandy.
Yes.
What was better back in the day?
I definitely think cars were built better back in the day, for sure.
I would agree. I just think now, just like we were saying, everything's made to be disposed of. So they want your
plasticky.
Yes, they want it to wear out after 5 years, so you buy another one. You
exactly,
know what I mean?
Like, yes.
I know people who have like cars. A 60s Dodge Dart, and they're still driving it because it's steel.
Right, yeah, my dad has a 69 coupe Mustang, and that thing just still runs. It's brand new.
Yep.
Although the air conditioner is always never lasts.
Okay, so Steve is like very, very much on the comfort over. Thank you for the call, Sandy. Mike.
Yeah.
What was better back in the day?
I would say movies were better back in the day.
Why?
You had to make it. You know, you had the guy driving the car down the road, and the guy was filming it.
You're right.
Everything was real.
Now it's just like a computer generated.
You don't know what's
going on. There's not a lot going on there.
If you wanted to edit the film, the guy had to, you had to know what was going to be in your screenshot. Now if you want to edit it, I'm going to click a few buttons. I'm going to squeeze down my frame, and now I've edited what's in my frame, what I'm seeing.
Yeah, they had to film it correctly. Dang. That's a good one. Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Chris.
Yes.
What was better back in the day?
Yeah.
Dancing?
Why was dancing better?
Well, because it was more organized, and you were dancing with a partner, and you weren't grinding.
There was actual dances.
Oh, yeah.
Or the group dances. The ballroom like dances. Like disco.
That's such a
line dancing.
Line dancing is such a thing that white people invented. It's not a freedom of expression. We've all decided this is what we're doing to this particular song.
Right.
I hate that one. Thank you. Jason.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What was better back in the day?
The cartoon, Thundercats.
All cartoons were like.
But you showed them today, kids would go, how primitive are those?
I've tried to show my kids how much fun we used to have on Saturday mornings. They're like, this is dumb.
They hate.
Can I just watch a Pixar movie on Netflix? And you're like, no!
We did have cool cartoons.
They And there was adult.
I totally botched that. I was supposed to say, yay.
You're all right. We'll yay you now. Yay!
Yay.
Thank you for the call, Jason. Angie.
Hi.
What was better back in the day?
Going out for pizza, like Pizza Hut.
The family, we would all go to the restaurant. There was no takeout. There was no delivery. You had to sit.
I don't remember the last time I've had pizza at a restaurant.
Yeah,
we used to go to Pizza Hut or Shakey's. Pizza.
Yes.
Or Godfather's. And sit there for hours. Oh, my God. We have lost that.
To sit there in their restaurant to eat.
In their booth. I remember sitting in a booth for hours with my parents, and it was awesome. Yes. And now pizza just shows up at my door.
We would go there for, like, birthday parties, too, and it'd be like a whole...
It was special.
Yes, it's not special now. Thank you for the call, Angie. That's
a great one.
Lauren.
Yay.
What was better back in the day?
I think TV was a lot better back in the day.
Why is that?
Like sitcoms... Like live studio audience film shows.
Oh, you're right.
They're so much better. Back
remember
in the
shows
day.
Had opens that you would sing along to? The facts of life. The facts of life.
I love it. We want to keep this conversation going. Hit us up at 51059.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.